Mr. Chair, thank you to OICA. Thank you for the other member states for taking, contracting party, sorry, for taking a position on this. I believe we are not here to set strict rules, and this is not what I asked for. We recognize the need to make changes if there is something significantly wrong that would not allow the regulation to be applied, for instance, and needs to be corrected immediately. This is not what we're speaking about. We're speaking about many changes that are proposed by the industry piecemeal, and you know, every little item being a different document coming at a different time, and you know, as issues come by, I mean, there should be some sort of self-control from the side of OICA in particular, in how often you make these proposals. And what we have seen in the last few years is not the way it should continue to be, for various reasons. One of the reasons is, of course, good regulatory processes, and we do not consider that you know, improving the text continuously is the aim here. We should provide some stability between changes to the text for various reasons, for the sheer fact that you know, every change you make might require a different type approval, and so on. So what we are asking is practically self-control, and you know, considering each time whether this regulation is really needed, and maybe if not, then bundle them once, present them in one meeting, and then voting in the next, as we always do, but not what we have seen in these past years. We can no longer support these proceedings like this. And I have to remind everybody that you know, the Commission was accused when we made recent frequent changes to the RDE. We have taken the approach recently that we waited for the changes, the last changes, and we believe that this is a good procedure. Thank you.